Hi, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the award-winning Gutter. Josh nodding approvingly that I got the day of the week right.
You did. Well
done. It's been a testing few days, Josh, in my young life. But I'm come back. I've come up smiling Tuesday, as they said in that movie. Is it with Neil and I think it is. Mo Stewart nodding approvingly, as is James. And James Sutton is here as well. Okay, this week's edition of the award-winning Gutter. We have to start by almost putting, what's the word? Having a sort of bit of an epilogue or a debrief on the managerial search, which we are doing shows on for many, many weeks. It was formally announced yesterday that Arne Slot will be Liverpool's manager. I refuse to acknowledge the term head coach, and I think many of us are on that train. Manager of Liverpool. Next manager of Liverpool is Arne Slot. The Athletic did a fascinating piece afterwards. Obviously, widely sourced, but they seem to have got a lot of information on the detail of Liverpool's managerial search retrospectively. And as you and I were just saying, Mo, before we went on mic, a lot of questions are answered, aren't they? For you in the piece, we'll drill down into this bit by bit, but which question was most pertinently answered, do you think, by implication in the piece?
I think it was more the Slot over Amorim, and in particular the timeline around that. So when all the Amorim news broke, and it seemed like everyone had convinced themselves that he was going to be the guy, and he'd been offered the contract. Clearly, according to that piece, that was all fabrication, and it was all fabrication from people in people in Portugal, whether they were connected to Amorim or whether they were just people who were trying to put two and two together.
Do you think they were advancing the case for him
potentially
on his behalf?
Potentially,
maybe his
agent. I think so. Yeah, obviously as well. People want to be the guy who breaks a big story. So sometimes people take a leap of supposed faith based on what they believe are, some ideas that have been led them to that position. But the reality is that Liverpool were never really in that situation. He was on the list of people, but it appears by then that the Slot had already gone beyond him. And another thing that strikes me as interesting is the fact that we were doing a lot of shows around that time, around Ruben Abraham and around three men centre-half, three men at the back, and how we could make it work and how it wouldn't be an issue and yada, yada, yada. Well, clearly the people who were making the decision thought it was an issue.